Game number two of two. We don't play three. Only two today here. Fordham softball and Syracuse softball. The Rams fell to the Orange 4-2 in game number one that ended 20-25 minutes ago here at Bahoshi Field. We're back for game two. Rachel Gillen will be the starting pitcher for the Fordham Rams. Did not appear in the first game. Syracuse going with similar personnel in game number two, but the defense has shifted around like crazy. Rachel Burkhart will play left field. She was there in game number one. Right field goes to Maddie Doan. Center fielder will be Mary Dombrowski. Over at third base, Daniel Chadkowski. The shortstop is Warren Ozan. Second baseman, Sammy Fernandez. And the first baseman is Sydney O'Hara.
Certainly all messed around now. Drew O'Hara was the designated player last game. Ozan, playing short now, was at first place in game number one. Womble was at second base in game number one. Fernandez moving over to second base. She's going to be at shortstop for the Orange. So we're going to see a lot, much different defensive alignment for Syracuse in game number two. In non-conference, you get a chance to kind of switch things around, obviously, without Cater on the mound. Cater's going to be the designated player in this game for Syracuse. Cater not being on the mound is going to switch things up quite a bit defensively for Syracuse. But offensively, a similar-ish lineup. We still have Doan at the top. You got O'Hara, you know, in the cleanup spot. So, you know, it's still going to be the same faces out there, just in different spots.
Only real change for Fordham, who will start in the field. Rihanna Turgeon now will play left field. She pinch hit at the end of game number one. Maddie Doan will lead things off for the Orange from the left side, playing right field. First pitch to her. Call strike on the outside corner. 5-11 for the first pitch here in game number two. Gillen ready, the lefty power pitcher. The 0-1 outside of the off-speed pitch. Count moves to 1-1. Counts 1-1 here. Two pitches into game number two. Doan stands in, pitch to her. Outside, 2-1. She hit her first career home run, a missile to center field over the fence in game number one as the Orange went on to beat the Rams 4-2. Lefty, 2-1 swinging, fouls it away, out of play, straight back. Sammy Fernandez on deck, the second baseman for the Orange. Leadoff hitter Doan. Now in a 2-2 count. Gillen ready. Pitch. Missed outside. 3-2. Going a 276 hitter. Started all 30 games. Now 31 for the Orange. They're now 13-17. 3-2 to Doan. Swung on and missed. Waved that on the outside pitch. One away in the top of the first.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Doan, her first career home run, the freshman first homer of the season. The line drive out to center field that just kept going. Didn't get more than 9, 10, 11 feet off the ground. But that time, Gillen comes in lefty on lefty. And you see why Gillen wanted to be safe for this game and not used in game number one. She's one of the top pitchers on the staff, and a strikeout to start things off.
Sammy Fernandez, the lefty slapper, takes ball one outside from the southpaw Gillen. One-oh pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1 to Fernandez. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hit right back to Gillen. Off of her glove. Picks up. Fires to first. And she's safe at first. Close play over at first. But Krista Hanukkah says Sammy Fernandez beat the throw. A bang, bang play, Matt.
Well, that was a tough play for Gillen there as it hits the heel of her glove. And she didn't so much bobble it as that. That's a really tough place to come out and make a play. You're not used to making the play there. And so she had to rush it a little bit and couldn't beat her.
Corinne Ozan now to the plate.
That's going to be Fernandez's first hit of the afternoon. She went 0 for 4 in game number 1.
Actually going to put it up as an error. Hard hit ball, so still be in search of that one. 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back by Ozan. One out, one on. Pitch hit in the air left, deep to left, and it's out of here. Syracuse strikes first in a big way. Corin Ozan hits it to left, right over where the double fence is, just to the right of that double fence. Gets it over and actually gets stuck in the netting over near the scoreboard. 2-0 Syracuse just like that.
Well, Ozan leads this team in homers. That's home run number 10 on the season for Corin Ozan. And a shot there, Drew. And that one, it gets stuck at the fence right where the top of the wall is. If you look closer to left field, down the left field line, that tall fence there, the short one that starts in left center. But that one would have had a chance going out in the left field fence there. It's stuck just a little bit below that yellow line now. But regardless, that was certainly a shot.
Certainly was. Sidney O'Hara to the plate now. O'Hara making her first at-bat in game number two of this one. Syracuse already up 2-0. O'Hara behind 0-1. Takes her ball down low.
Home runs continuing to plague the Rams. They've given up a lot more this year than they usually do. It's the third home run of the two games combined.
1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed by O'Hara. O'Hara 3-for-4 in game number one. She had a home run. Three-run shot for her. Game number one. Game-winning RBI was the third one as the Orange beat the Rams 4-2 in game one. 1-2 O'Hara. Outside for a ball. 2-2.
That's the second home run given up by Gillen this year, so a lot of the damage flying out of the ballpark has come from her. To be fair, she's pitched over half the innings so far in the circle for Fordham.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Two away here in the top of the first. Gillen gets O'Hara.
An important strikeout there. You want to bounce back strong after giving up the big fly. And you're down two now before your team gets a chance to step to the plate. So if you're Gillen, you want to try to get out of this inning as quickly as possible. Strikeout's a nice way to do it.
Two outs now. The hitter Wombold swings the first pitch and fouls it away over the first base dugout. Syracuse, two runs in here in the first inning. Corin Ozan, a two-run homer. The 0-1 pitch. Wombold missed that side, 1-1. One pitch with two outs. Swung on and missed on the off-speed pitch. A nice one there from Gillen.
Absolutely had her off balance, and that's a real tough pitch. Now, with two strikes, Gillen could come with anything. Can't really be expecting anything here.
Definitely wants to get out of this inning. Two runs in already. Here's the 1-2. Upstairs, too high. 2-2. Gillen in the circle. 2-2. Two out. They're down 2-0, the Rams, here in the top of the first. Pitch misses outside. 3-2. Gillen trying to compose herself here and get out of this one. A brief walk around the circle. Now set on the rubber. The 3-2 pitch. Missed outside. Ball four to the five hitter, Julie Wombold. If you go back to game number one, Matt, Julie Wombold had four walks. She now has five walks,
that's
five
amazing
plate appearances here at Bohoshi Field.
I don't really can't remember the last time I've seen anything like that. Patient eye.
First pitch to Chutkowski is a called strike on the outside part of the plate.
I mean, this batter gets two, even three, you would think that's, you know, somewhat of just flukiness. But five in a row, that's obviously the patience at the plate. Give all the credit to the hitter.
Yo, one pitch swung on and missed. Chutkowski at the high riser. Gillen ahead 0-2. All right, strike out the side in the first. Too high. 1-2. 1-2 the count now to the six hitter, Chutkowski. Two runs in for Syracuse. A runner on first. The pitch. popped over towards first, right at Ortiz, right next to the bag. She makes the easy put out. But Syracuse gets on the board in the top of the first inning of game number two. Two runs on only one hit, one error, and one left on through a half an inning. It's Syracuse 2 and Fordham coming to bat. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love, just grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, my life's peace sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a piece of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Bottom half of inning number one, and Matt, Fordham already in a bit of a hole here as Syracuse, their whole team gathers around second base to start their first defensive inning. They're down 2-0 already, and they, you know, they have to climb back already in this one.
Well, it's the home run ball again that's plaguing Fordham, and you know, we're talking to Scott Kwiatkowski earlier, who was on the broadcast with us, talking about how Fordham giving up more home runs than we're used to seeing them give up. 21 from Rachel Gillen of the 34. That was before today. Now it's 37 home runs the team has given up, and Gillen gives up one in the top of the first inning, a two-run shot.
Sydney Canessa leads things off for the Rams. Swings at the first pitch, grounds it foul down the third baseline. You go back to the first game, and Sydney Canessa, 0-for-4 in the leadoff position, two strikeouts looking, a pop to second, and a fly ball to left field. Canessa behind 0-1. As Lindsey Larkin, the pitcher for Syracuse, in this one, as Canessa swings through the second pitch from Larkin, the off-speed pitch from her. Another lefty, only her second start of the season. ERA of 3.00, 1-0 on the season. The 0-2 pitch to Canessa, line to short and caught by the shortstop. That's Corin Ozan playing over there in this one for the Orange, but even though Canessa makes out, definitely probably the best swing she's put on the ball here today.
Absolutely. We'll see if the Rams can jump on the lefty Larkin in this one. Couldn't do much against Cater in the first game. Larkin comes in, like you said, just her second start. Batters are averaging .313 against her coming in, but nice play by Ozan. Played first in the first game.
Amy Van Hoven swings at the first pitch. Over towards first, fielded by O'Hara. Steps on the bag and gets Van Hoven quickly retired, and there's two away in the bottom of the first.
We're seeing the versatility of this Syracuse defense. You have first baseman in the first game make a nice play at short, and now somebody who's the designated player in game number one. She playing first, and a nice reaction play down there and stepping on the bag for out number two.
Lindsey Mayer, the third baseman, now to the plate here. Pitch from Larkin, missed outside away, 1-0. Larkin again, 10 appearances. This is her 11th and second game started. 18 2/3 innings pitch coming in, 26 hits. She's given up 10 runs. 8 of those earned, walked 5, struck out 2, as Matt said, a 313 opponent batting average, 1 wild pitch, and she's hit 2 batters as the 1-0 from Mayer pounded towards center field and towards the fence, 1 bounce over the fence for a ground rule double for the 3-hitter, Lindsay Mayer.
That time Dombrowski playing in near that block F in center field and just didn't have enough, you know, playing too far in, I should say, to get back to that hard line drive, but even if she is playing a little further back, that would have been a tough one. A line drive similar a little bit to the Matty Doan home run in game number one. It kept traveling. Doan's obviously got out of here. That one bounces before the wall, and it had enough oomph on it to bounce over the wall for a ground rule double.
Kayla Lombardo, the hitter, now the cleanup hitter for the Rams. First pitch taken just a little bit low, so 1-0 to her now. She's going to do the catching in both games as it stands at the moment for the Rams. Ahead 1-0. Mayer off second, or on second. Ball gets away from the new catcher, Wombold, and easily advancing to third on the pass ball is Mayer, and now Lombardo over at third base, or excuse me, Lombardo at the plate, Mayer at third.
And that's one advantage of Lombardo catching two games. She's had 7 innings behind the plate to get used to things. Wombold, her first inning of the afternoon behind the plate, and let's get one get by her there.
Pitch. Missed outside. Now 3-0 to the cleanup hitter, Lombardo, and runner on third base. Maybe the green light here, Matt.
She's in the cleanup spot. She had a big hit in game number one. If anyone was going to have a green light, it could be her.
3-0 pitch. It missed inside. Ball four. Lombardo works, so four-pitch walk. Runners on the corners and two outs. Rams down two here in the bottom of the first.
So that's not the worst thing in the world there, the walk issued by Larkin, because it is still early. Obviously, you don't want to put a runner on, but first and second base were open, so it gives you one extra spot for a force now with two away. You don't have to worry about any other runners if you can get Lombardo at second on a hard-hit pitch, either back up the middle, second base shortstop, you can get out of the inning.
Yes, you can. The first pitch to Michelle Dahlman, swung on, hit on the ground towards third, fielded by Chitkowski, over to first in time. Nice play by her to get the Rams retired here in the bottom of the first inning. No runs for the Rams. One hit, no errors. And two left on base through one inning of play. Syracuse up on the Rams, 2-0. Listening to Fordham Softball on the Atlantic 10 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. Top of inning number two here at Bohoshi Field. It's the Syracuse Orange 2 and the Fordham Rams 0. Matt Rachel Gillen gives up the two-run homer back in the first inning to the number three hitter, Corin Ozan. But she does calm down after that, and she's going to have to be on her game here today. As we saw in the first game, Syracuse plays good defense. They can get you out. New pitcher, of course, in this game for the Orange, but probably not going to see a 10-8 game. Probably will stay around 4 or 5 runs like we did in the first.
Well, Cater did a great job in the first game. Now she's getting her first at bat as the DP today.
Cater takes the first pitch for a called strike.
One of the better pitchers in the ACC and best pitcher on the Syracuse staff, and she showed it in game number one.
0-1 hit in the air deep left or high to left. Turgeon in foul territory, tracking it down, and she makes the play in foul ground. That ball really came off that bat quickly. Thought it might have been crushed, but she got under it.
Well, Turgeon took a bit of a circuitous route to that one. Didn't come straight in for it, but was able to fight some shadows, some sun along the way. Ended up finding it in foul territory. I thought it was going to be deeper than it was initially, and stayed up long enough for Turgeon to locate and make a nice play over there in left field. Her just second inning defensively, as she didn't play in the starting lineup in the first one.
To Burkhart, the eight hitter for Syracuse, takes the first pitch away for a ball. Left fielder, she played left in the first game as well. The 1-0 now to Burkhart. Swung on, fouled away right over us, 1-1. Burkhart went 1-for-4 in the first game, a single. Lined it back to the pitcher, Dobman. Struck out and grounded out. Count even at 1, with 1 out, nobody on. Takes 1-1 down low on the off-speed from Gillen. As Matt mentioned, the shadow starting to play a role, creeping towards the plate here. 2-1 pitch, just a little bit high, now 3-1. High and away with that one.
Nothing too bad right now, but you can see a couple of the light poles for night games, obviously. The shadows of those creeping in. The shadow for the stands is a little, you know, still a few feet away, but later on it could be a factor.
3-1 pitch, called strike on the outside part of the plate. Looked like Burkhart was taking all the way for Syracuse.
Go, Rachel.
Sporting the stirrups are the Syracuse Orange.
Always nice to see.
3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Gillen got her, two away here in the top of the second.
Gillen has brought that strikeout punch here early on despite giving up the two-run homer. Striking out three batters so far already, still in inning number two.
Gillen, a power pitcher, lefty who goes after those strikeouts. First pitch to the batter, Dombrowski, swung on and missed.
You can see it there going right after Dombrowski, not messing around with the nine here, coming inside with the heat.
Dombrowski behind 0-1, the center fielder, pitch, called strike two. Caught the upper outside part of the plate there. Maybe a generous call from the home plate umpire, but Gillen will take it for sure. Gillen ahead 0-2, looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The pitch, too high, 1-2. Trying to change the eye level a little bit there. See if she goes maybe low and away on this one. 1-2 pitch. That's where she went, and she got it. Strike three. 1-2-3 inning. Through 1.5 innings, Syracuse 2 and Fordham nothing. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Bottom half of the second inning here at Bohoshi Field. The Rams trailing the Syracuse Orange 2-0 here in game number two of a doubleheader. They lost the first one 4-2. Cora Ioneiro leads things off for the Rams. Go back to the first game where she was 0-for-3. Failed to reach base in that one. Out of the plate, first pitch she sees. This is down low and away, count 1-0.
Well, it's going to be a similar stat line when you look at most of the Fordham lineup in game number one. They had 5 total hits, 3 from Dobman, 1 from Lombardo, and 1 from Ortiz.
1-0 pitch now. Swung on, hit towards third, fielded there, firing over to first, and in time is Chitkowski. Ioneiro doesn't look too pleased with that at bat right there. She heads back to the dugout. And now Rachel Gillen, the pitcher, steps to the plate for Fordham.
Well, our first chance to see Gillen on the mound today, and she gave up the two-run homer, then settled down. Now it's our first chance to see her at the plate today. Didn't appear in game number one.
Gillen, the lefty, swings the first pitch and rips it back up the middle for a base hit. It's going to split the outfielders between right and center. The ball rolls to the fence. Gillen heading to second, and she's going to stay at second. A double for Rachel Gillen. Run around second with one out.
Well, sometimes that's the best way to enter a game. Her first plate appearance of the afternoon after not getting a bat in game number one. What does she do? She swings hard at the first pitch, sends it right back from where it came, and so you're right, splits the outfielders between right and center, gets all the way to the wall, so good start there for Gillen offensively.
Paige Ortiz, one out, runner in scoring position now for Fordham, a chance to get the Rams on the board here. First pitch, she takes it inside from the pitcher Larkin. Ortiz, a 214 hitter at the moment, 12 for 56 on the campaign with two home runs, two doubles, and one triple, so a lot of extra base hits in there. 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground, over towards short, and past the shortstop, Ozan, and heading to third is Gillen. She'll stop right there. Back-to-back hits for the Fordham Rams. They've got runners on the corners and one out. Down 2-0 to Syracuse.
Ortiz will certainly take that, and she's having a pretty good offensive day, despite the season numbers and the low twos for the batting average. That's her second hit of the afternoon, with two walks as well in game number one. So she found herself on base four different times already.
Brianna Turgeon now to the plate, the nine hitter who did not start in game number one, but made a pinch hit appearance. She's tied for the team lead with four home runs, hitting .263. One out, runners on the corners for her. First pitch to her, swung on, hit towards short, and Ozan heading from third and scoring is going to be Rachel Gillen as the forced out made at second. Rams get a run. Fielder's choice for Turgeon, but she gets the RBI and is at first base.
You don't see a lot of double plays in softball, and this time Ozan, not sure if she was thinking about it, but she bobbled that one as it came to her. Did get down on one knee, though, made sure it stayed with her and knew she had time to get to second base to get Ortiz for the force there at second to get one out, take the smart play, but it's still an RBI there for Turgeon.
Top of the lineup, Sydney Canessa to the plate for Fordham. Swings the first pitch as well. Grounds it to the Fordham dugout. Seems like Fordham trying to swing at the first pitch a lot here, Matt, off the lefty Lindsay Larkin.
Absolutely trying to be aggressive in this one. It's paid off in this inning, certainly.
It's a nice alliteration, too. Lefty Lindsay Larkin.
That's probably why she throws with her left hand.
Syracuse not losing this one, though.
Look at you.
The 0-1 pitch coming. Hit in the air and deep to left. Canessa headed towards the wall. See ya! First home run of the season for Sydney Canessa. And the Rams are on top 3-2.
Well, what a turn. Change of events here. Fordham didn't have a lead in game number one. They only scored two runs in game number one. And they were hurt by the home run. They were hurt by the home run in the first inning with the two-run shot in the top of the first off Gillen. But then Canessa, what a time to get your first home run of the season. A deep jack, when we finally see one that gets into the tennis courts. They've been wreaking havoc on spring practice over there, past right field, on the practice football field, and now sending one into the tennis courts. A bomb for Canessa, deep left field. Puts Fordham up 3-2.
We're going to see some offense in this one, maybe a little more than we saw in the first game. Amy Van Hoven to the plate, takes the first pitch for a ball.
And that's certainly a dagger for Larkin out there on the in the circle. Two outs, you want to try to get out of this inning. If, you know, you already give up the one run, you try to get out of here with the lead, but then the two-out homer.
Next pitch to Van Hoven, grounded to second, fielded there by Fernandez, and over to first in time. But the Rams put up a crooked number on the board and take their first lead over the Syracuse Orange on the day, not just in this game. The big blow, a two-run home run, the first of the season, seventh of her career for the sophomore out center fielder, Sydney Canessa. Three runs on three hits for the Rams, no errors, and nobody left through two innings. Fordham up on Syracuse, 3-2. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down.
Top half of the third inning. Fordham up on Syracuse now 3-2. Top of the lineup for the Orange, and Maddie Doan takes the first pitch down low for a ball one. And Matt, it's the first time that Fordham has had the lead, not only in this game, but all day today. And Rachel Gillen, the best pitcher for the Rams, on the hill at the moment.
A huge difference. She was pitching behind. Now she pitches ahead.
Doan swings at the next pitch, fouls it straight back. Count moves to even 1-1.
Got to be a huge confidence boost for her. Also, knowing that she was a part of it, she scores that first run in the inning, gets things started with a base hit. The first pitch, the only pitch she's seen all day, hits it right back up the middle. So she was a part of that offense, too.
Doan sees the 1-1, misses outside. Count 2-1 here to the leadoff hitter in inning number 3. Doan struck out back in the first inning. Here's a 2-1. Line foul down the right field line off of the utility shed over outside the Syracuse bullpen.
So got a good rip on that one just a little bit too early on. It turned on the inside pitch, able to get around on it against the lefty Gillen, but just too early.
It looks like Syracuse getting some loose in the bullpen. The 1-2 swung on and missed, strike 3. One away here in the top of the third inning.
Well, a different kind of strikeout that time for Gillen, strikeout number 5. But that time she took a little bit off. She's been blown it by hitters in the first two innings, and now to get Doan, the leadoff hitter, at the top of the third, she took one off there for strike number 3.
Looks like Anna Marie Gatti in the bullpen for Syracuse has the first pitch to the batter Fernandez. Missed down low, count 1-0. Fernandez scored back in the first inning. Here's her 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back right at us, right at the eye level of our man Steve operating the scoreboard.
Good thing we got a couple things in the way. I wasn't prepared for that.
Gotta prepare. The 1-1 pitch. Waved at, and it's going to be foul right back off the catcher Lombardo. What I was saying is got to be prepared to think about what you're going to see in that flash before your eyes, knowing that you have the netting in front of you. And a window for safekeeping.
And a window. The window more important.
And your natural reaction to try and get out of the way, but not sure if I'm quick as a cat like that. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Grounded towards third. Fielded by Mayer across the diamond in time. Fernandez retired. 5-3.
Certainly trying to settle in now is Gillen, as she has so far after giving up that home run. 3 batters in, her team was down 2-0 as Ozan was able to hit that homer. Now she's back up, but Gillen ahead now.
Shortstop swings at the first pitch. Another big swing. This time she missed it, though. Count 0-1 as Gatti coming in from the bullpen for Syracuse.
Such a different mindset when you have the lead rather than when you're behind. You can see the confidence out there in the circle for Gillen.
The 0-1 pitch from Gillen. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Gillen already with 5 strikeouts here in the top of the third inning. Not entirely surprising, as she is a power pitcher, strikes out a lot of hitters. The 0-2 outside, trying to set up the hitter, make her chase out of the zone. Gillen still in the driver's seat here. 1-2 pitch with 2 outs upstairs, 2-2.
Nice job here by Ozan, the hitter. You're falling behind in the count. You already hit the home run earlier, but now you're seeing a different mindset from Gillen out there. She's got the confidence. She gets ahead of you on 2, but nice job to stay in this count, 2-2.
Looking for strikeout number 6. The 2-2 swung on and missed. 6 Ks for Gillen through 3. 2.5 innings played. Fordham up on Syracuse, 3-2. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Lindsay Mayer leads it off for the Fordham Rams in the bottom of the third. She doubled back in the first inning. Looking to now build on a lead that the Fordham Rams have for the first time here in game number two of a doubleheader and here today overall. First pitch to Mayer, fouled away down the first baseline. She sort of inside out of that one.
Mayer got all the way to third base in inning number one, but couldn't come home. Canessa with the homer in the second inning. Gillen had a double, hit by Ortiz as well. So Rams been getting on base the first couple innings. Couldn't convert in that first, but certainly did in the second.
The 0-1 to Mayer, swung on over towards second base and Fernandez, and she's right there and makes the catch. Just a humpback liner, a soft one that Fernandez easily able to handle. Kayla Lombardo to the plate now for the Rams.
Lombardo walking in inning number one. She also had a double in game number one.
Pretty big gap over in right center field. Bardo to the plate. Takes the first pitch just outside, 1-0.
Well, and that pitch was outside, so if she chooses to offer at it and go the other way with it, if it's a little closer to the plate, it's got that huge gap there. I've seen a number of hits that have gotten past some defensive alignments put on by Syracuse today.
Lombardo ahead, 1-0, the cleanup hitter. Pitch, down low, 2-0. Again, she walked back in the first inning, four pitches that was, so she hasn't even seen a strike yet today. Six pitches all out of the zone from the pitcher for Syracuse. 2-0. Missed just a bit upstairs. Lindsay Larkin on the hill for Syracuse. Count 3-0. Larkin getting the signs from the bench. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Down the middle for a called strike, and, you know, Matt, I'll get into this more as this inning goes on, but getting the signs from the bench as a pitcher is a terrible idea. The catcher does not know what's coming. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air to over towards right center and deep. Lombardo going back, and it's out of here. Kayla Lombardo, opposite field, and a home run. Rams now up 4-2.
Well, the home run, we've talked about it several times early on in this day. It's been hurting Fordham, and Syracuse has been using that home run. Well, now Fordham getting on the home run bandwagon. Canessa knocks out her first homer of the season last inning, and Lombardo with one that just had enough juice to go the opposite way. We were talking about it. If she was able to go the opposite way, there was a big gap in right center. She didn't need the gap. Didn't matter where the outfielders were going to be on that one, because she had just enough feet to get that one over the right field fence. A high home run that didn't go as far as some others we've seen, but they all count the same. And Lombardo continuing a real good offensive season.
As she is, as Kayla Lombardo, her fourth. Batter Dahlman swings at the first pitch, grounds to short. And Corin Ozan and the side is, excuse me, no, that's only two away here. Two away
Lombardo
here.
Home run.
Lombardo with the home run. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. And just to clarify, back on the pitcher getting the signs, as told, the catcher also has that wristband, which, now, that does make sense. It does make a lot more sense. Maybe a little more difficult to change the signs, but I'm sure they still have signs in place to do things such as that. Just a little unusual, as Cora Iniero now to the plate for Fordham.
Well, as Scott Kukowski was saying earlier, for Fordham, the way they do it is the catcher is the one with the wristband, and then the signs go through there. Syracuse giving that responsibility also to the pitcher. It was earlier we saw that with Cater and now Larkin as well.
Iniero swings at the 1-0 and misses. Big swing there from her. Count even at one. Iniero stands in the 1-1 with two outs. Hit right back up the middle, but a nice play by the pitcher Larkin and fires the first in time. That'll do it here in the bottom half of the third inning. The damage done, though, again for the Rams. One run, one hit. No errors, nobody left. The one run, a Caleb Lombardo solo home run to right center. Through three, it's Fordham 4 and Syracuse 2. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
Back here at Pahokee Field, Matt Morrow alongside Drew Casey. Brendan Bowers on the controls for us this afternoon. It's game number two of our doubleheader, Fordham against Syracuse here in the Bronx on the campus of Fordham University. And the visiting Orange took the first matchup 4-2. And we've got that same score here in game number two, but it's flipped. It's the Rams up on the Orange 4-2, and now we're in the top of the fourth. Rachel Gillen pitching to the first baseman, Sydney O'Hara. She swings through pitch number one on the outside, strike one.
Gillen now having a two-run lead, a little bit more room to work with here. But still a close enough game where the pitching mentality doesn't really change.
The 0-1, that's way outside in the right-hand batter's box. Count even at 1-1. See the shadows continuing to creep in from Loyola Hall, Faber Hall here on the campus of Fordham University on the third base side. Left side of the infield, dark in shadows. The 1-1 is on the outside corner, 1-2. Still got plenty of sunshine down over in right field, right side of the infield. On this chilly but sunny Wednesday afternoon, the 1-2 is above the letters. Count even at two, two balls and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out to the leadoff hitter for the inning. O'Hara in the three spot in the Orange lineup. Struck out in the first. The 2-2. She's going to take it off the outside corner, so we're going to run full, 3-2.
The only thing that you don't want to do when you're leading, obviously you don't want to do it at all, but especially when you're up in the game, is walk opponent batters. And right now, that's what Gillen might be doing.
The 3-2, and that one is lined down the left field line, but foul. As Turgeon will go and pick it up in foul territory, we'll get another chance at the 3-2. Gillen has struck out six. She has walked one. Wombold back in the first, who's on deck right now. And O'Hara was her second strikeout victim. Got six through three innings here, top of the fourth. First batter of the inning, O'Hara, the 3-2 again. On the outside corner, strike three. She got her looking for strikeout number seven. Rachel Gillen cruising now with the lead here in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, that she is. Rachel Gillen leading this Fordham pitching staff in strikeouts over Michelle Dahlman and company. And we just see it time in and time out. The lefty power pitcher striking out batters really like there's no tomorrow.
The lefty missed a lot of time in her career with Tommy John surgery, but coming back, throwing hard. Nice season last year. Starts out the next batter, Wombold, 1-0. Ball outside and low.
11 strikeouts against LaSalle back on Sunday.
Strike on the outside corner now as the count moves even, 1-1, one out, nobody on. Gillen pitched six scoreless innings in game one of Sunday's doubleheader. Transfer from Virginia. The 1-1, and that's too far inside. It's going to get the upper arm of Womble, who's going to trot down to first. So still no official at bats for Womble doing the catching today for Syracuse. She walked in the first, and now she's hit by a pitch here in the fourth, and Syracuse has got a base runner with one out.
And it looked like Kayla Lombardo also caught a good piece of that one, as unnatural for the ball to hit a batter and then deflect. And it looks like you got a piece of Kayla Lombardo, but she's quite okay.
First pitch here, swinging right through is Chitkowski, the third baseman. Popped up in her first at bat, 0-1. Now the count to her is 0-1 with one out and one on.
Gillen has been in double-digit strikeouts in five games this season.
Only a couple away now as this one's hit on the ground to short. It's picked up over to second for the force, but it's going into the outfield. Over to third now goes the runner. So now Wombold at third and safe at first is Chitkowski as Bradian tried to get it to Van Hoven, but it's off Van Hoven's glove and into right field. An error on the Rams, the first error of this game for Fordham. The second error of the game for Fordham. As now we've got that updated, and now runners on the corners. So what could have been two away, and a runner on first. First pitch is on the outside corner to Cater in her second at bat. She was the pitcher in the first game, flew out to left, designated player in this one in the second.
And Matt, that's just the shadow effect that we were just talking about.
This one is too high.
Going back to the error, the shortstop Bradian throwing to Amy Van Hoven. Van Hoven standing in the sun, running over to second in the shadows. Bradian coming from the shadows, so she shouldn't have had any trouble, but the sun definitely played a role.
1-1 is swung right through by Cater, and we move to 1-2.
And it goes without saying that things you want to avoid when winning a ball game, free passes and errors.
This one can't find his own or even at two.
Make the other team beat you by hitting the ball and getting it past our players the hard way. But right now the Rams having a hit batsman and now an error in this inning.
The 2-2. Swung on the outside corner and missed. Strike three, strikeout number eight for Gillen. He's trying to get out of this jam. Runners on the corners, but now two away.
Now that's one way to do it, to try and absolve hit by pitch and the error. Take matters into your own hands, as Rachel Gillen has done so much today.
Burkhart, the batter, she's going to take off the plate away. The right-handed batter looks at ball one. Lefty Gillen against the righty Burkhart, who struck out swinging in inning number two. Gillen's now got eight. The 1-0. Swung right through. 1-1. Two strikeouts in each of the first four innings for Rachel Gillen out on the mound. She allowed two runs in the top of the fourth, but nothing in the second and third, while her Rams put up four runs in the meantime. She's given up just one hit so far. But two base runners at the corners. 1-1. That one's lined into left field. It's going to be an RBI and a base hit. Quickly getting it is Turgeon. And it's coming home to score is Wombold. And with an RBI single, standing at first base is Rachel Burkhart. Going to second is Chitkowski.
And Matt, you said before that hit, only one hit for Syracuse, now two. But get those runners on the easier way.
First pitch in the next batter here, Dombrowski. He's in there, strike one. Lead down to 4-3 for Fordham. Another run here in the top of the fourth for the Orange. The 0-1 is too high. 1-1.
And you know that one hit, you get them on, runners on base the easier way. You get one hit and you get more runs, not just a base runner. So Fordham going to try and have to make Syracuse hit the ball to get back in this one.
The 1-1 is too far outside. Nice job. Take it backhanded by Lombardo, the catcher. 2-1. Chitkowski at second. Burkhart at first. Swinging right through is the batter, Dombrowski, and we're even at 2-2. Two runners on at first and second. Two away here in the top of the fourth. Syracuse has got one run home in this inning. They trail 4-3. Gillen trying to limit the damage there. The 2-2 is off the plate away. We're full. 3-2.
Runners will be going after the release of this ball with 3-2 and two outs.
Gillen ready for the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. With a run in between, Gillen strikes out the side. Make it nine strikeouts for Rachel Gillen out there on the rubber this afternoon. Syracuse does get one run home. On one hit, they leave two. An error in the inning on the Rams. That'll make this game 4-3 as we're midway through four innings. The Rams will come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. We return here to Bohoshi Field. Listening to Fordham Softball on the 810 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, Matt Morrow alongside Drew Casey. Brendan Bowers on the controls. We're midway through four, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth. It's the Fordham Rams 4 and the Syracuse Orange 3. After Syracuse gets one back in the top of the fourth inning, an RBI single for Rachel Burkhart. And so now Fordham will take the plate here now with just a one-run lead. It'll be 7-8-9. Gillen to lead things off from the left side. She swings on this one. And a couple bounces to short. Up with it. Over to first is Ozan. O'Hara puts it away. And that's out number one. So Gillen has seen two pitches in this game. And she swung on both of them. Got a single in her last at-bat, but grounds out here to start the bottom of the fourth.
Paige Ortiz stepping to the plate. She's got a single in the second inning. Now bats with one away. Nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth, and she fouls this one straight back. 0-1. Ortiz has reached base four times in the two games combined. She walked twice in game one, also had a single in that game. Checking her wristband is Larkin. Confers with the catcher, Womble. Now she comes home. This one's lifted high and deep to left field, but moving over to her right at the foul line and putting it away is Burkhardt just at the beginning of the warning track. So no real threat there. That probably would have bounced in foul territory, but Burkhardt puts it away regardless. Quickly out number two, and Larkin is looking for a 1-2-3 inning. It'd be the first of her outing this afternoon.
And Matt, you got some clarification in between innings about this number system. Coaches call out a three-digit number determining location and pitch type.
First pitch here to the nine-hitter, Turgeon. It's grounded too short, and the throw over to first, Ozand O'Hara again. For the second time this inning, got out number one earlier, and that's out number three. So it is a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll figure out what that number system is when we get back to the top of the fifth. We're through four complete. It's Fordham 4 and Syracuse 3. We're through four complete here at Bohoshi Field. Rachel Gillen steps back into the circle to take the rubber here in the top of the fifth inning. Her Fordham Rams are up 4-3. Syracuse Orange coming to the plate. Top of the order, 1-2-3. Maddie Doan to lead things off from the left side, and she's going to take on the outside corner. Strike number one.
Okay, back to that number system for Syracuse on the defensive side. The number called out by the pitching coach, and they relay that to the pitcher and the catcher.
The 0-1 just off the outside part of the plate, so now an even count to zone 1-1.
Shortstop and the center fielder also have that information so they can position themselves accordingly as well, so a full system with that numbering.
1-1 took a bit off, but it's too far outside. Two balls and one strike to Maddie Doan. Doan is struck out swinging in the first and the third. Two of the nine Gillen strikeouts. This one is fouled straight back. Just got a piece of it, did Doan, and we're even 2-2. Nobody out, nobody on. Doan leading off this inning, the leadoff hitter for Syracuse. First career home run in game number one. The 2-2 is fouled straight back again. We'll get another chance at it. Doan checking the sign, steps back in from the left side of the plate against the lefty power pitcher, Gillen. Looking for strikeout number 10 here in the fifth. And this one's going to be lifted into left field. A couple steps to her left is Turgeon. She settles under it, under the sunlight, and puts it away. The shadows continue to move. Now we have one away in the top of the fifth. Now almost the entire infield except for first base is under the shadows, and most of the outfield is lit up by the sun, a little bit of patch of shallow right, but mostly shade now as we get later here into the early evening, just past 6 o'clock. Infield in here for the second batter, Fernandez, one out, nobody on, and the pitch is on the outside corner, strike one.
Fernandez reached on an error and scored in the first inning, and grounded to third, back in the third.
Fernandez, another left-handed batter against lefty Gillen. She tries to slap at that one, but couldn't get a piece of it. It's into the glove of Lombardo for strike two. Jones got Fernandez behind 0-2, so this could be a chance for the double-digit strikeout. She's got nine already. Winds up for the 0-2, and that one is off the plate away, one and two.
Syracuse trying to inch to tie this game at four as they trail 4-3 here in the top of the fifth.
Just two hits, but three runs. They trail 4-3. And she slaps this one to third. It's bobbled and thrown over to first now. Mayer couldn't get it to first in time. A nice pick by Ortiz. Mayer almost had that on a sharp line drive by Fernandez over to third base, but in and out of the glove of Mayer, the third baseman. Ortiz, a nice job to scoop it up and keep Fernandez at first, but it is a base runner for the Orange with one away.
Give her a base hit on that one. As the line drive reaction.
Now O'Hara takes the first pitch to her off the plate away for ball one. Or Ozan, the shortstop who homered in the first, struck out in the third. The 1-0 is swung through on the outside corner, even at one. One ball, one strike, one out, and one base runner on over at first base. That's Fernandez, who just singled. 4-3 ball game, Fordham leading here at Bahoshi Field in the top of the fifth. Gillen, the 1-1. It's above the letters for ball two.
Aggressive lead after the pitch, of course, was delivered from Gillen by Fernandez over on first. 6 of 7 stealing bases.
The 2-1 swung on and missed on the outside corner, and we're even at two. Two balls and two strikes. Still one away. Still Fernandez the runner at first. Gillen trots back to the rubber. Up at Lombardo. They've got the signs together. It's the 2-2, and it's off the plate away. We've got another full count. Three balls and two strikes.
Gillen looking for double-digit strikeouts. Nine of those already. Of course, she'll take the out any way she can get it.
The 2-2. Swung on. Foul tipped right back, and Lombardo got a piece of it with her glove. The catcher did, and she met it herself just for a second. She couldn't hang on for the foul tipped strikeout. But still 2-2. Gillen has struck out at least two batters, or 3-2. She's struck out at least two batters in each of the first four innings. One out here, looking for her first strikeout of the inning, 3-2, and it swung on, hit to the second baseman Van Hoven, over to short for the force. Brady had thought about the throw over to first, but she'll hold on, so it's a force out. A fielder's choice going 4-6. So Ozan will be at first now, the runner, as Fernandez gets thrown out at second base.
Interesting decision to still go for the force out. Van Hoven, as in motion was Fernandez on the 3-2 pitch, but still get the lead runner and two away here.
It had to be a bang-bang play at second, and Van Hoven couldn't hesitate. She didn't, and they get the lead runner. Now runner on first, two away, and swinging through that one is O'Hara. O'Hara struck out swinging in the first. It struck out looking in the fourth. Now down 0-1, two away here in the top of the fifth. The 0-1 pitch is off the plate away, ball one. Count even at 1-1. It's now the entire infield, except for the coach's box. The first base is covered in shadow. 1-1. That one's hit softly back to Gillen. She'll take it and take her time. Throw over to Ortiz for out number three. It's the first inning that Rachel Gillen does not strike out a batter. She gives up a hit, but no runs. One runner left. No errors in the inning for Fordham. And they get through with a zero on the scoreboard for Syracuse in the top of the fifth. We'll move to the bottom of the fifth inning when we come back from Bahoshi Field. The Fordham Rams leading the Syracuse Orange 4-3.
Still wake up, I still see a ghost, but Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
back here at Bohoshi Field. Well, you can join us on the A10 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. It's the Fordham Rams 4 and the Syracuse Orange 3. In the bottom of the fifth, we've got a new pitcher. It's Anna Marie Gotti making her first appearance in the circle. And the day is done for Lindsay Larkin.
Lindsay Larkin throws 4 innings, gives up 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, walks the batter, gives up 2 home runs, and is unable to strike anyone out in the first collegiate appearance for the freshman, Anna-Marie Gotti.
The right-hander comes to the plate, and the first pitch is going to be off the plate away for ball one. Sydney Canessa at the plate. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. And she's going to swing and miss there on pitch number 2, which took a lot off. Did Gotti, even at 1-1.
That was an off-speed pitch and well out in front for Canessa.
Count even at 1-1. This one's hit right back up the middle, but weakly taking it to second baseman Fernandez. But no, it gets past her into center field. So it gets under the legs of Fernandez, and standing at first is Canessa. So Canessa on first, and that's going to be charged an error to the second baseman, Sammy Fernandez. So now, despite not a hit there from the leadoff batter, you got a runner on for Amy Van Hoven.
Van Hoven without a hit in this game, 0 for 2.
First pitch from Gotti is in the dirt for ball one. Van Hoven batting from the left side. First time today that Fordham is going to see a right-handed pitcher. Jocelyn Cater, went through the complete game in game number one, a 7-inning effort, gave up just 2 runs for the win. Now 1-0 is squaring to bunt is Van Hoven. She fouled a straight back foul, 1-1. Lindsay Larkin goes 4 in this game here, game number 2, gives up 4 runs on 5 hits. Now it's Anna Marie Gotti, the right-handed freshman, making her first appearance. 1-1 to Van Hoven. And she slaps at that one. It's high behind the second base bag. Fernandez takes charge. She'll put it away for out number one. Staying put at first is Canessa.
And now 3-4-5 for Fordham comes to the plate. Tough job for Gotti to face these hitters. You know, in her first appearance, right, pretty much right away, one on, one out. You get Lindsay Mayer, Kayla Lombardo, and then Michelle Daubman if the bat gets as far as her.
Mayer a double in the first. Lombardo a homer in the third, and Daubman 2 extra base hits in game number one, although 0 for 2 today. Here's Mayer batting from the right side, righty on righty. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one.
That pitch on the outside corner. Gotti able to get that call. You should try and live out there on the outside corner.
The 0-1 took something off. It stayed too high, even at 1-1. One out, one on. The runner on first, Canessa, after the error by Fernandez, the second baseman, on the grounder to start off this inning. Van Hoven pops out to Fernandez. That's one away. Here's Mayer, who grounds this softly to third, taken and thrown over to first, and it's in time. Nice play by Chikowski to get it over to O'Hara, and a close play there is running hard with Mayer. It's in time for out number 2. The runner moves up to second, Van Hoven, and now Lombardo, the cleanup hitter, walked in the first and homered in the third, steps to the plate with 2 out, the runner in scoring position. Infield completely covered by shadow. Center field under some sunlight. First pitch to Lombardo is in the dirt. Dropped by catcher Wombolt. Going nowhere so far is Canessa. 1-0. Righty on righty. We talked about how good Lombardo would go to bid against lefties. Her first at bat today against a right-handed pitcher. The 1-0 takes something off and it flutters over the plate. Strike one. 1-1 now. 2 away, Lombardo. Still that big right center field gap for Lombardo. Went the other way for a home run in the third. And that pitch is going to be too far inside and low. Ball 2.
Now we're going to have a bit of a visit here between Julie Wombold and Anna Marie Gotti, catcher and pitcher. Talk about how to attack Lombardo here. We've got things sorted out. Lombardo steps back into the batter's box. Re-entering the circle is Gotti. And re-entering her crouch is Wombold, the catcher. It's 2-1. Canessa the runner on second, but two away. The 2-1 delivery. Another off-speed pitch. That one's too low below the knees. So Lombardo, who walked in the first, we'll see if she's got the green light on 3-1. Didn't on 3-0 earlier today. 3-1, two outs. Put him up 4-3. 3-1. It's fouled straight back, so it'll be a full count here. Freshman Gotti trying to work around a little bit of trouble. An error allowed Canessa to reach first. Now she's at second after a ground out by Mayer. Now the payoff pitch, the 3-2 to Lombardo. Is into right center field. It's going to get into the gap and fall. Rounding third is Canessa. She's going to come home and score. And it's back to a two-run lead for the Rams. Fordham 5 and Syracuse 3. It's an RBI single for Kayla Lombardo.
Just staying with the pitch. It was off speed. Took it the other way. Lombardo just put a bat on it. It wasn't hit pretty. There's no pictures on the scorecard, but what is on the scorecard, a single and an RBI. And now Fordham up 5-3.
Well, as Dobman steps to the plate from the right side, runner on first, two away. We've spoken about it a few times now, the outfield positioning, leaving that big right center field gap, and that's exactly where Lombardo put it. First pitch swinging is Dobman right back to the screen. Fouled off for strike one. Lombardo went the other way with her homer, and they left that big gap for her right in right center field. And you're right, Drew, she went right with it and just plunked it down there for the RBI single. The error comes back to bite the orange. The 0-1 is on the outside corner. Dobman takes a core strike. It's 0-2. Dobman pitched in the first game. She's the designated player here in game number 2. Gotti, ready for the 0-2. It's off the outside part of the plate. Ball 1. Her first collegiate appearance. The freshman righty. Trying to work around an unearned run here. In the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-5. Syracuse 3. It's a 1-2 count to Dobman with two away. Lombardo, RBI single. She stands at first. The 1-2. That one is skied over to second base, and Fernandez gets under it and puts it away for out number 3. But the damage is done there in the bottom of the fifth. One hit, one run, one error, one left. An unearned run, but it's a run on the scoreboard for Fordham. They push their lead back to 2. It's the Rams 5, the Orange 3. We'll be back for the top of the 6th inning here on the 810 Digital Network and WFUVsports.org. Back here for the top of inning number 6, the Fordham Rams 5 and the Syracuse Orange 3 as Rachel Gillen heads back out to the mound. She's given up 3 runs on 3 hits. Fordham with 2 errors in this ball game, but they got a 2-run lead, 5-3. Gillen trots back out to the rubber, coming off the first inning where she hasn't struck out 2 batters. Didn't strike out anybody last inning, but her first pitch here to Wombold, the catcher. Is too high for ball 1. Still 9 strikeouts on the evening for Gillen. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled back to the screen over to the first base side. Count even at 1.
And if you're Gillen right now with nobody on base and a 2-run lead, Wombold at the plate, five hitter. You want to be careful, but you still want to pound the strike zone.
Dillon ready for the 1-1 delivery. Wommel swings and misses, swings right through the heat, and it's 1-2.
Wombold's gotten on with a walk and a hit by pitch. So you don't want to allow her to get on base again via that way.
1-2, it's too high. 2-2. No official at bat for Wombold in this game. The walk coming in the first. She was hit by a pitch and then scored in the fourth.
Hasn't had an official at bat all day. Four walks in the first game.
And she swings right through here. That's strikeout number 10 for Gillen. And how about that for her first official plate appearance for Wombold, who had walked five times, had been hit by a pitch, walked four times hit by a pitch, and now she strikes out. So strikeout number 10 for Gillen to start out at the top of the sixth inning. Chitkowski coming to the plate, and she swings right through the first offering. Gillen coming with the heat here in inning number six.
Yeah, it's funny for Wombold. I can just picture maybe talking to someone after the game, and, oh, I played a doubleheader.
I had one at bat. That's strike number two.
I had one at bat. I got on base five times, though. I had a really good day.
Four walks and a hit by pitch, but then a strikeout there to start out the top of the sixth inning. Double-digit strikeouts for Gillen. The 0-2. It's too high. 1-2. Nobody on. One out. Danielle Chitkowski, who popped up to first in her first plate appearance, who reached on an error in the fourth. The 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three, strikeout number 11 for Gillen. Back-to-back K's to start out the top of the sixth inning, so at least two strikeouts inning 1-4. Took a little break there in the top of the fifth, but two strikeouts to start out the top of the sixth inning. They're two away. Jocelyn Cater coming to the plate for the Orange. The first pitch is swung right through.
Matt, we haven't brought this up yet, but it's April Fool's Day. It's April 1st, so...
I'm not fooling you. She's got 11 strikeouts.
I don't know. Have we been lying as to what happened the last 12 innings?
This video today. The 0-1. That's over the plate. Strike two. If this was audio only, I wouldn't trust me. But you know what? There is video, so. We've got an alibi.
Superimposed with the game from 4 years ago.
Don't mess around like that. The 0-2. That's too high. 1-2. Gillen looking to strike out the side for the second time here in game number two. She didn't pitch in game number one. She saved here for the start in game number two. Fordham lost 4-2 in the first game. They're up 5-3. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Striking out the side is Rachel Gillen. 12 strikeouts through six innings here in game number two of this doubleheader. It's the Fordham Rams 5. Syracuse Orange 3 midway through six. We're getting set for the bottom of the sixth innings. The Rams coming back up here at Bohoshi Field. On the 810 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning here at Bohoshi Field. Matt Morrow, Brendan Bowers, and the controls will be taking you the rest of the way here as the Rams come to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Corey Aniero, Rachel Gillen, and Paige Ortiz at the least, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Rams up 5-3 on the Syracuse Orange, game number two of doubleheader. First pitch is taken off the outside corner by Aniero. She's grounded out twice, 0-2 in game number two. Gotti out for her second inning of work, her first collegiate inning last inning. An unearned run given up, the 1-0. took a lot off of that one and froze Iannero and froze it right on the inside corner for strike one. One ball, one strike. Fordham dropped game one, 4-2. They're up 5-3 here in game number two of this doubleheader. Iannero skies one down the right field line, but it's going to go way foul into the Syracuse bullpen. It was originally slated for one game here today on this Wednesday afternoon, but both teams, as is the case usually with Northeast softball, a lot of weather delays and cancelings for both squads, so they add a game here. Non-conference game, the ACC Orange and the Atlantic 10 Rams. The 1-2 higher to Iannero, and that one's too low in the dirt. Maybe a bit inside as well. Shot by Wombold to pick it out of there, and we're even at 2-2. Iannero batting from the right side against the righty Gotti. The 2-2. That one floats too high and outside. Got a full count at 3-2. Fordham fell to 15-14 after game one. Syracuse moving up to 13-17. Fordham trying to hang on here to split the doubleheader. Ionero's got a full count. The right-handed box. Gotti the right-hander. The 3-2. That one is fouled off again down the right side. Knocks up against the McGinley Center. So the count will stay full. Another chance at the 3-2 for Iannero, the right fielder. Gotti checking in to the dugout for some signs. They're on the same page now. Again, the 3-2. That one is too low, bounces before the plate. And Iannero is going to trot down to first with a walk.
The pitcher, number 27, Rachel Gillen.
Rachel Gillen will step to the plate. She doubled in the second, grounded out in the fourth. This is her third plate appearance here, inning number six of game number two. Now the runner on, leadoff walk. Gillen batting from the left side. It's the righty Gotti. First pitch to Gillen. Nobody out. That one's in the dirt as well. Ball one. Iannero, it's her first time on base. She was 0-for-3 in game 1, 0-for-2 coming in. Now she's got a walk. As now we're going to have a bit of a visit there in the pitcher circle with Wombold, the catcher, and Gotti, the pitcher. Quick one as they get things sorted out after one pitch here to Gillen. She's ready to step back into the left-handed batter's box. Kicking dirt away from the rubber is Gotti. This chilly Wednesday evening now. We've been with you for about 3.5 hours. Thanks for sticking with us. The 1-0 to Gillen is too far outside in the dirt. 2-0. Thank you, of course, for joining us on the 810 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org for however long you have. Some Fordham softball here at Twinville. Doubleheader with the Syracuse Orange. It's 2-0 to Gillen. The Fordham pitcher, and she lines this one into left center, and it's going to get down in the gap. It's going to hit off the wall. Going over to third. Is the runner now coming all the way home? Is Iannero, and she's going to come home without a throw as it's cut off by the shortstop. Ozan standing into second with an RBI double is Gillen, and scoring all the way first from first base is Iannero. Rams have six in the Orange with three as they double up the lead now, 6-3. Now the infield meeting with the freshman pitcher Gotti out on the mound. Gillen's going to come off for pinch runner Kalen Winokur, who pinch ran for Paige Ortiz in the first game. Is going to pinch run here in game number two as well. Gillen reached second after, or Winokur reached second after a Paige Ortiz single in game number one. She ended up getting to second base but did not score. So she'll run for Gillen with the RBI double here. In the bottom of the sixth inning, some insurance runs as the Fordham Rams looking to close out game number two, up 6-3 now. Looking to split this doubleheader here at home. Paige Ortiz batting from the right side. Still nobody out now. A runner in scoring position. That's a strike on the outside corner. Strike one. Winokur, the runner at second. Pinch running for Gillen. Ortiz in the batter's box from the right side. Single and flew out. 1-for-2. That one's going to be too low. Count even at 1-1. Rams have been 3-0 at home prior to the first game of this doubleheader. Only three games, as playing most of their games at neutral sites in tournaments or on the road all across the country. Finally coming home to the Bronx, won their first three games. Ortiz grounds this one right back up the middle. It's under the glove of Gotti, and it's going to be bobbled by the shortstop, Oze, and they're not going to have a play. It looked like Gotti was going to be able to take it out there in the circle. It goes under her glove, and so maybe Ozan thought that it was going to be played by Gotti, and so she fumbled it over at short, and she had no play. Ortiz is at first, and over on third goes Winokur. It's going to be ruled as an infield single. And now we're going to get a pinch runner for Ortiz. So two pinch runners out there for the Rams. Morgan Figueroa, who's been in 24 games as 10 starts on the season. She's going to be the pinch runner. Two stolen bases in five attempts. Should mention that Winokur has not attempted a stolen base, but now at third. Don't expect her to be stealing home anytime soon. And Figueroa will be over at first base, pinch running for Ortiz. So it's Winokur at third after the infield single for Ortiz and being run for with Figueroa at first. First pitch is off the plate away for Turgeon, the nine-hitter. Fielder's choice in the second, grounded out in the fourth. So 0-for-2, she takes ball one. Now ready for the 1-0. That one swung on and missed on the outside corner, strike one. Even at 1-1, runners on the corners. Still nobody out. It's a 6-3 ball game, Fordham leading Syracuse. It was 5-3 coming into the inning, an RBI double for Rachel Gillen. And now runners on the corners, looking to do more damage. Looking to bunt Turgeon, but it goes under the attempt. Both the first baseman, O'Hara, and the third baseman, Chudkowski, charging in. It's going to be a strike, strike number two. Ryan Hero has already come home to score. Got two runners out there, nobody out. Swinging there and fouling it back on 1-2 is Turgeon. So still 1-2. Right-handed Turgeon at the plate. Didn't start game number one. She struck out looking, pinch hitting in the bottom of the seventh. Fordham will ultimately lose that game 4-2. They're up 6-3 here. The 1-2 swung on and missed. So Turgeon goes down swinging. And that's a strikeout for Gotti. The first collegiate strikeout for Anna Marie Gotti. She's not out of the woods yet here. Far from it. Runners at the corners, one away. Sydney Canessa scored after reaching on an error last inning. Is at the plate. First pitch to Canessa is off the plate, low away. Ball one. Rams have collected 8 hits in this ball game. Syracuse just 3. 2 errors for Fordham, 1 for Syracuse. The 1-0 with 1 away is grounded down the third baseline, but foul by Canessa. Count even at 1-1.
Come on, four, look away, be quick. Here we go.
One ball and one strike, one out. Two runners on. Kaylin Winokur at third base, Morgan Figueroa at first base. Both pinch runners. Winokur at third for Gillen. Figueroa at first for Ortiz. Back-to-back hits. After a leadoff walk, has one run home already. This one's grounded to short. Ozan to her right. Goes the easy way to second. Trying to turn the double play. Can't get it. A run will score. Winokur comes in from third after the fielder's choice for Sydney Canessa. It's an RBI and another run for Fordham. Give the Rams 7. And now a 7-3 lead. Two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs home here in this half inning. Trying to turn it quickly was Ozan to Fernandez. And the throw to O'Hara at first, not in time. Allowed Winokur to score from third. So now runner at first, two away. The batter Van Hoven, who's 0-for-3 and takes outside for ball one. So now Canessa, the lone base runner, over at first. One ball, no strikes to Van Hoven. Quickly the 1-0. And that one is through the hole on the left side of the infield for a base hit. So a two-out single for Amy Van Hoven. Keeps the Fordham inning going. Runners at first and second. Canessa at second. Van Hoven at first. The third hit of the inning for the Rams off of Anna Marie Gotti, the freshman making her first career appearance
for the Orange.
Has now given up three runs. An unearned run last inning. Now two runs here in this inning. A leadoff walk. Gave up two straight hits. Struck out Turgeon. Fielder's choice for Canessa that drove in and a run. And then a two-out single for Van Hoven. First pitch to Mayer. He's on the outside corner. Strike one. Lindsay Mayer has doubled in this game. She's gone down her last two at-bats. A pop out and a ground out. The 0-1 to Mayer. That one is too low. One and one. Got a chance to drive in a couple more insurance runs. A 7-3-4 run lead for the Fordham Rams. Only put up two in game number one after 24 runs in the last three games. That pitch is off the plate away, 2-1. Eight runs in each of the last three games coming into today, but held to just two runs by Jocelyn Cater in game number one for Syracuse, who picked up her ninth win of the season in her 11th complete game. And that pitch is off the plate away. Throw down to first to O'Hara, but sliding in back safely is Van Hoven. So three balls and one strike to the third baseman, Mayer. Batting from the right side against the righty Gotti. Checks her wristband. She's got the pitch. Comes home with a 3-1. And it's off the plate away. Ball four. Another walk issued by Gotti. And now the bases are loaded with two away. And the cleanup hitter, Kayla Lombardo, comes to the plate. She's been on base every time she's stepped to the plate. So far in game number two, she walked in inning number one, homered in inning number three, and singled last inning in the fifth. Now bottom of the sixth, up with two outs, and the base is loaded. Can really put the nail in the coffin of Syracuse here. She's able to get a base hit. It's a 7-3 lead for Fordham in the bottom of the sixth. Rachel Gillen has certainly settled down since the two-run that she gave up in the first inning on a Corinne Ozan homer after Sammy Fernandez reached on an error, the second batter of the game. Ozan, the third batter, hit a two-run shot, but Fordham would get three in the bottom of the second. Gillen would score after leading off with a double. Canessa, with a home run, her first of the year, a two-run shot, made it three runs in the bottom of the second. Fordham added on another one in the bottom of the third. Syracuse made it 4-2 in the top of the fourth, but three unanswered runs for Fordham makes it 7-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Lombardo from the right side, the first pitch to her, bases loaded, two outs, is a strike over the plate.
All right, Snicks, come on now.
Lombardo steps out,
nice,
resets herself. Now righty on righty, Gotti, ready for the 0-1. That one's taken, that's too low, count even at 1-1. Lombardo scored in the first game as well, she doubled. And was brought home in an RBI Michelle Dobman triple. We're going to add on here in this bottom of the sixth. Already two runs home for Fordham. Insurance runs up 7-3. The 1-1 is in the dirt. Coming home. It's going to be a close play at the plate. And she's out. The catcher wobbled with a great job of getting the pitch that had gone all the way to the backstop. Canessa coming from third. She didn't hesitate. But maybe she should have. It's a great play by the catcher, Julie Womble, to hop on that pitch that had skipped to the backstop and dive back to home plate to tag out Sydney Canessa. But still two runs in the inning for the Fordham Rams. They get it on four hits, no errors in the inning, and three runners left on base. The Rams lead, the base is loaded, but they get two runs in the bottom of the sixth. Much needed insurance runs. They lead it 7-3 over Syracuse. Heading to the top of the seventh, Rachel Gillen will look to close it out for a complete game win. When we return for the top of the seventh, on the 810 Digital Network and WFUBSports.org. Back here at Bohoshi Field, Matt Marr with Brendan Bowers on the controls. We've had Drew Casey, Scott Kwiatkowski with us today as well, as we're might be in the final half inning of play here on our doubleheader. Syracuse defeated Fordham in game one, 4-2. It's the top of the seventh, where Fordham defeated Syracuse 4-2 in game one. Excuse me, Brendan, I'll try this again. Syracuse defeated Fordham 4-2 in game one of the doubleheader. We're in game two, the top of the seventh, and now it's the Rams leading the Orange 7-3, two insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth. And now Rachel Gillen is going to try to go for her ninth complete game and get her 10th win of the season. First batter is going to be Rachel Burkhart, batting from the right side against the lefty Gillen, and she pops up the first pitch she sees. Ortiz going over to the screen as well as Lombardo. It's just out of play. A couple of fans barely getting out of the way of that one. Not a great effort to get out of the way, but no harm done as that one bounces into the metal bleachers here at Bohoshi Field. So strike one on the foul ball. Burkhart struck out swinging in the second. She singled in the fourth. Now her third plate appearance here in the top of the seventh, her team down 7-3. Burkhart had one hit in game number one. Now the 0-1. That one skips ahead of the plate, or even at 1-1. Gillen really settling down after that first inning. She's only allowed three hits, three runs, two of them coming on a home run by Corinne Ozan in the first. Been solid since, has 12 strikeouts. The 1-1, that one's fouled straight back, 1-2. At least two strikeouts for Gillen in every inning, except inning number five. And what does she do? Come back and strike out the side last inning in inning number six. She's ahead 1-2 against Rachel Burkhart. She's got two hits on the day, 1-2 in game number two. Batting from the right side against the lefty Gillen, the 1-2. That one's lifted into the right center field gap, but moving over to her left just a bit to put it away is Cora Ioniro. And that's out number one here in the top of the seventh. Fordham two outs away from earning a split with Syracuse here today in the doubleheader. Cuse 13 and 17 on the season after winning game one. 0-6 in the ACC. Taking a break here for some non-conference play. And the first pitch is outside to the nine-hitter Mary Dombrowski, who was struck out twice looking here in game two. Dombrowski hit eighth last game, hit by a pitch, went 0-2 in that one with a strikeout. Two straight balls now to Dombrowski. That one's off the plate away. Gillen ready, the 2-0. That one's right back up the middle. Nice backhanded stop by Gillen. Takes her time over to Ortiz for out number two. So here, top in the seventh inning at Bohoshi Field, the Fordham Rams up 7-3, are one out away from defeating the Syracuse Orange and gaining a split. Syracuse winning 4-2 in game one. Here in game two, it's a 7-3 lead for the Rams. At 15-14 after dropping the first game, first pitch to Doan, the leadoff hitter. Here's a strike. Had her first career home run in game one, but 0-3 here in game two. The 0-1 is in the dirt for ball one. Two swinging strikeouts for Maddie Doan and a fly to left in her last plate appearance. That was in the fifth. One ball and one strike, lefty on lefty, Gillen to Doan. Gillen ready for the 1-1. That one took something off. It was low in the zone, but Doan swinging right through it. 1-2, two away here in the top of the seventh inning. Fordham leading Syracuse 7-3, looking for the split of the doubleheader. And Rachel Gillen is one out or one strike away. The 1-2, and that one's fouled over the Fordham dugout. We'll get another chance at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. To Doan. That one is fouled off again. Right back. Lombardo catches it off the screen, but that doesn't count. So we'll get another chance at 1-2. Two away here in the top of the seventh. Gillen with 12 strikeouts on the afternoon. Doesn't have one here in the top of the seventh, but she'll take out number three any way she can. Ahead 1-2. That one's too high. Count even at two balls and two strikes on Maddie Doan.
Freshman right fielder 0 for 3 in game 2. Homered in game number 1. Syracuse would love a home run for her here, her second career. They'll take a base runner any way they can. Down 4. Down to their last strike. 2-2. And it's just off the outside corner. Killen smiles over to Kayla Lombardo, her catcher. They're now at a 3-2 situation here. Full count, 2 away, nobody on. Leadoff hitter Maddie Doan for the Syracuse lineup. Down to her last strike again, the 3-2. And that one is lifted into left center. Moving over is the center fielder, Canessa. And she does get under it and make the catch coming in into shallow left center field. She puts it away for out number 3 and ends this ball game. The Fordham Rams knock off the Syracuse Orange by a score of 7-3. Rachel Gillen picking up her 10th win of the season and pitching her 9th complete game along the way. 7 innings for Gillen, 3 hits, giving up 3 runs as her Fordham Rams win it 7-3. The one-on-one post-game report is coming up next. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball.
The one-on-one post-game report.
And welcome back here on the HN Digital Network and WFUVSports.org as we've wrapped up our doubleheader here, a 1 hour and 36-minute contest in game number 2. And it's the Fordham Rams who come out on top in game 2 and earn a split with the Syracuse Orange. Fordham wins it in game 2 by a score of 7-3. Matt Morrow here on the one-on-one post-game report. Brendan Bowers and myself on the controls will close it out for you here as we're finished with our twin bill here on a sunny but chilly Wednesday afternoon into early evening now as we approach 7 o'clock. So it was supposed to be a single game, a single non-conference game between the ACC Syracuse Orange and the Atlantic 10 Fordham Rams, turned into a doubleheader as both teams have lost numerous games to weather here in the early months of the season as we're finally getting to April. April, happy April Fool's Day, everybody, but no April Fool's here. We didn't lie to you at all. We got the video. We couldn't do it. No lie that Rachel Gillen ends up with 12 strikeouts in game number 2 as we'll move to a quick post game here and get to our players of the game. It's just me doing it, so just be two players of the game. And for Fordham, it's absolutely going to be Rachel Gillen with the 7-inning complete game, as we mentioned. Just 3 hits and 3 runs, only one of them earned. She walked 1 and struck out 12, struck out the side twice, and struck out at least 2 batters in 5 of the 7 innings that she threw today. So Rachel Gillen bouncing back from giving up a home run early on. Look over to Syracuse. Corinne Ozan will be the Syracuse Orange player of the game in game number 2. She went 1 for 3, but a big 2-run homer got Syracuse on the board in the first inning of this one. And it looked like it was going to be a little bit of deja vu. Syracuse going up early in game number 1. They ended up winning that one 4-2. It was a low-scoring game. In this one, we saw runs in every inning except the 7th. It was Syracuse who went up 2-0. But then Fordham, 4 straight runs, 3 in the second, 1 in the third. Syracuse gets one back in the top of the 4th, so we flipped the score. A 4-2 win for Syracuse in game 1. Became a 4-2 lead in game 2 for Fordham after 4 innings. They put up 2 more insurance runs in the bottom of the 6th. And close out the game in the top of the 7th. 3 straight runs unanswered to end this game to make it a 7-3 ball game. A win for Fordham here in game number 2. Once again, the players of the game for the Orange, it's Corinne Ozan with the 2-run homer in the top of the 1st inning. And for Fordham, it's the winning pitcher, Rachel Gillen, who went 7, gave up 3 hits, just 1 earned run, and struck out 12. She gets the win, taking the loss, the first loss for Syracuse, for Lindsay Larkin this season. It was just 1-0 in 10 appearances. Just her second start of the season, she went 4, 5 hits, 4 earned runs, walked 1, didn't strike out anybody, and gave up 2 homers. So Lindsay Larkin falls to 1-1. Rachel Gillen moves to 10-6 as Fordham moves to 16-14. And Syracuse falls to 13-18. That's going to do it for us here at the 810 Digital Network, FordhamSports.com, and WFUVSports.org. Thanks for joining us here. As once again, the final score of game number 2 of our doubleheader is Fordham 7 and Syracuse 3. A special thanks all season long, but especially today to the Fordham Sports Information Department, and especially Scott Kwiatkowski for joining us on today's broadcast and for assistance throughout
both games. So thank you to the Fordham Sports Information Department for their help today and all season long. Special thanks to our field engineer producer today, Brendan Bowers, the executive producer of Fordham Softball on WFUV Sports is Bob Ahrens. For Drew Casey and Scott Kwiatkowski, I'm Matt Morrow. Fordham Sports, or Fordham Softball today specifically, Brendan, has been a presentation of WFUV Sports.